District Alder Jens Jorgensen is joining us this morning, and we're going to talk about, we have a couple of topics to talk about. Snow plowing is one of them, but if you have a topic you want us to bring up, all you do is have to text me and download the Civic Media app and go to WRJN and send the text question in, and we'll see if we can get to it this morning, all right? Okay. Welcome. So how's this is your first term as Alder. Is it everything you dreamed and hoped it would be?
You know, there's it's been good to work with a lot of my colleagues and good to work with a number of people in City Hall. There have been different challenges than I thought there were going to be, that's for sure. Actually, this is one of them.
Okay. Now, I don't deal with the public one-on-one. In all my years on this planet, I've never had a job where I had to deal with the public one-on-one because I couldn't do it. I'd yell at them, scream at them, and tell them to get lost, which you can't do when you're an Alder because that'll be the last day of your work. You have to be very diplomatic about it, where I don't. So we're talking about snow plowing. We had not a lot of snow this year, but so far we had a couple of inches. That's it. It hasn't been horrible like Buffalo, New York, where we're getting another 2 feet today. 2 feet? Wow, how do you function with that? Do another 2 feet. Okay, so with snow plowing, we had the county snow plow people in here last week for the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, and they explained the hazards of it and what they do and so forth. But that's the county. You're talking about the city.
The city, right.
Okay. They had like 100 snow plow trucks for the county. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, the city does not have that many.
Yeah, so they really have a, and with the county, you got a ton of roads.
Right.
I mean, you're dealing all the way from one end to the other. And they still have county roads in Racine because, like, Spring Street is a county road. Right. Anything with a letter on it's a county road. And so they got a lot to do here as well. And they get out here and they do it. All right, so give me some of the complaints from your constituents.
Yeah, and you know, I think that it's In my mind, the way that it works when you're an Alder are the residents that you serve, they're your boss. They're who, you know, pays your very small salary. It's by no means even a part-time job per the salary that's paid. I think somebody did the math and one of my colleagues, and it comes out to like $1 an hour. But I love doing it. And the residents are our boss. And the level of frustration that comes from snow plowing here is a huge issue, a huge area of concern. And I've got some firsthand experience with this. I live on William Street. And for anyone who says that, you know, Alders get their streets plowed first, I can tell you for sure, at least in my case, that is not the way it is, and nor should it be. So I'm right there with you of, you know, with that first big snowstorm in last year, and it was days before William Street got plowed out. And so there's been a number of people calling in, and they range from, you know, I had family coming over and they got stuck, to my street got skipped. I wasn't plowed. I can see where the plows were. They didn't get to my street. There was, my friend had a medical emergency and they couldn't get to the hospital because their car got stuck. The UPS driver marked my package as undeliverable because he couldn't get down my street off Main Street, and any number of things. And it all points to, we got a problem.
Okay, we got a listener question. Okay.
Absolutely.
And this is basically what you're talking about here. But their question is interesting. It says, to the alderman, when they plow, why do they plow in all the legally parked cars first, making people have to shovel it out? Well, I don't know how they get around that. When they're plowing, they can't all of a sudden stop and leave the car. I mean, they got to plow around it. And usually when you get a snowstorm, if it's a snow emergency, you got to get your car off the street. So this is from Pat of Racine, asked this question. And I mean, I don't know what you would do if there's a car parked on it. You got to go around it. But you got to keep plowing. You can't lift the plow.
Right. Yeah. With street parking, you know, the alternate side parking, actually during a snow emergency, there's certain streets, you know, the main thoroughfares you can't park on. But the side streets are in Racine, at least during a snow emergency, are still, cars are parked there. And Yes, it's very difficult for the plow driver. I've did a ride along in a former life. I was on the Janesville City Council for two terms, and I always did ride alongs with the plow guys. And the amount of finesse and just sheer ability you have to be able to do that is something that I'd be on the edge of my seat the whole day doing it. And these guys are doing it like it's a normal day at the office, cruising around with a vehicle that could, you know, destroy a car if they did it wrong.
At least take off the side view mirror.
Have them tucked in. Not the side door.
One of them guys told me when he was here last week, he said only once they took out a mailbox. And yeah. It was so snowy, you couldn't, you know, it was just piled up so high. And they didn't really took out the guy's mailbox on him. It happens. It's, you know, when you're dealing with this kind of stuff, it's not a daily occurrence. They don't try to do it. So, but yeah, if you have a car parked on the street, and the plow truck's coming by, it's going to get plowed in. He's not going to go around. Same thing, people get upset. I just dug out my driveway and he put the snow back. Well, what do you want him to do? I mean, the plow truck's coming by. It's a necessary evil if you live on a street and you live in Wisconsin. If you don't like it, you can always go to Hawaii or Florida. That problem doesn't exist down. I don't think they own a snow truck in Hawaii.
You got hurricanes.
Hurricanes and lava flows. That's about it.
Right. We don't have those here. You have no sharks in the water in Lake Michigan either.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fifth District.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's a very difficult thing, and that's why it's so important where if you do have the ability to get your vehicle off of the street, even if, you know, it is on the correct side of the street, if you can park it off the street, you know, it's so important to try to do that just because it does make their job so much easier.
And ask a neighbor if you can use their driveway just for a few hours just to get it off the street. Because what happened was during the first snow we had, they went around the truck that was parked in front of my house, and then, because it was so cold for the next month, that snow didn't melt. And right. So we had this giant snow berm in front of my house where I couldn't park because it was so big and it was ice after a while. So it's a problem. If you can get your car up the street, so if you can't, you can't. So what's the solution to get these side streets plowed?
Well, so the solution, I believe, is what we're going to be starting on this coming Tuesday. So myself, I had submitted a communication and I've been joined with a number of my colleagues. In fact, this communication is by myself, Alder Mack has signed on, Alder Harmon has signed on, Alder Allen has signed on, and Alder Pavone has signed on. That's a bit of a rarity when it comes to these things. Usually you have, you know, one author and then maybe one co-sponsor. It's very rare that you get this many authors or alders on this, but it shows the importance of it. So we're going to be doing a total overview of the Racine Snow and Ice Removal Manual this coming Tuesday, 5:30, City Hall. There is going to be a public comment as well, too, because I believe a lot of the answers are going to come from the public coming together to share, you know, their concerns. Because like I said, the public's our boss. And so they pay a lot in taxes to live in our city. And it's so important that we provide a great level of service. I mean, it's never going to be perfect. I want to make that very clear. But we can absolutely do better than we're doing.
Fifth District Alder Jens Jorgensen is here. We were talking about snow plowing in the first segment there. And, you know, and Pat from Racine said, but these are legally parked cars on the street and they plow them in. You got to remove the snow from the street because the majority of the people have to be safe and they travel on the street. And it's, you know, it's not a safety issue if your car's plowed in. You dig it out, but it's a safety issue if they leave that snow on the street, and you can't have that.
Yeah, absolutely. The street's got to get clear. Now, the snowplow drivers should be doing everything they can to not plow in legally parked cars, but there comes a limit because they, like you said, the snow's got to get off the roads.
Okay, so you got the public meeting Tuesday. Let's go over that again. If people have comments, they can actually show up and give their comments. Keep them real. Don't be out there complaining and griping and grumbling the whole time. Give some, you know, good feedback. And that's at City Hall in the big meeting room there. And what time is it, date? So is this Tuesday? What time?
This Tuesday at 5:30.
Now, it's not on Car 25 anymore, is it? Do they still do that?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube now. Okay.
Yes, we do live stream.
It used to be on cable on 25.
I'm not sure if it's still on there. I've always watched them on YouTube, and they've done very well.
All right. So you're going to talk about the future of making it better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's important to go over a total review because, you know, I chaired earlier, I served on the Janesville City Council, and you know what? The number of times that I had somebody call me for a snowplow issue, I could probably count on one hand. I would need to count the number of times that I've had somebody call me while I've been in my current role for less than a year. I would need my hands, your hands. We'd have to get a few more people's hands in here. It's not normal. This is there's clearly an issue. There's something wrong going on, as well as people point to regularly that this is something new, that this is it's gotten worse. It's never been like this. This is really bad this year. And that points to something's broken, something's wrong, something needs to be changed.
And it's going to cost more money if you put more snowplows out there, right? More overtime hours?
Well, if you put more snowplows out there, yeah, there's going to be a cost for that.
But, and the overtime hours, too.
And overtime, too, there would be. But it's not necessarily always, there needs to be more people out there. There may be opportunities to just do things differently or do things better. One of the ways that I think is something that we need to be looking into is we should be making sure that we're providing a pretty high degree of autonomy to the snowplow drivers that are out there doing their job. Though in my mind, those are the true experts. They're out there, they're on the roads, clearing the roads. And if they're, you know, on a main road, plowing it, because the way that we currently do it in Racine is we send our plows out to the main roads during the snow event, and once the main roads are clear, then they'll go into the neighborhoods. What that usually means is they'll continuously be re-plowing and re-plowing the main roads to keep them open while the neighborhood streets, you know, get further and further snowed in. Now, I've had a couple people call where they say, you know, I live around the corner from a main road and I watch them and there's times where the plow will go by and their plow is down and the street is practically bare pavement. And in my mind, I'd like to check into that and see, are we doing things like giving the snow plow driver the ability to call in and say, hey, you know, dispatch, I'm on Melvin and my plow is on bare pavement. Can I go into the neighborhood, circle around in there, kind of go to the next road, next main road to speed this up? But how can we make sure that what they're seeing in the field is reflecting the actions that are being taken? Another example is I got a call from a constituent. She said my street wasn't plowed. And this was when most of the other streets had been. So I got in my car, drove over there. And let me tell you, from one section of the street, when I got to her area that wasn't plowed, it was definitely unplowed. It was hard for me to get there to her house. And in fact, I almost hit a car leaving her house going 5 miles an hour, cruising over, you know, 6 inches of snow. You know how the slush sometimes will pick your car up pretty much and just kind of send you on your way. And there was a moment where another car and I were going opposite directions and we both kind of got picked up on the slush and sent each other. We locked eyes and thankfully we were both.
It's frightening, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's terrifying. You know, you shouldn't have it in a city of as big as the city of Racine is in a neighborhood. That shouldn't be your experience, you know, 18 hours after the snow stops. That should not be. We should be doing better than that. Hard part was, she called and was told, no, your street was plowed. She's looking at it. It's not plowed. A snowplow driver came through and he said, I think I'm going to have to come back and do this. It doesn't look like it got done. He wasn't able to come back. I guess he was sent somewhere else. I called in and said this wasn't done. And in fact, Alder Mack took time out of his day. He's the chair of Public Works. He took a drive out to her house and also said this wasn't done. At what point, how many voices do we have saying, hey, this person's section was missed before we get a plow back out there to get it done? I don't know why it's this point of contention of, oh, it's good enough or it was plowed. If it's not safe and we have cars almost hitting each other, I think we got to do something to fix it. That's common sense, I guess.
I'll tell you, the last street to get plowed in Racine is Victory Avenue right here because I come in and I take all the plowed streets, North Main to 14th, to Racine Street, to 16th, to Lathrop. And when I make that right turn onto Victory Avenue, it's noticeable. But they do plow all the streets. By the time I get here, they're all done. 16th, 14th, Lathrop, they're all done. It's just when I get onto Victory, and I understand Victory is a smaller street. I do. I understand that. It's not time, you know, priority. I do understand that. But, it, you know, when you're trying to get to work and you're going through that snow, and then I get into my driveway, and then they do come, and then I got this giant berm getting into our parking lot, so I got to park in front. I understand it. I don't live in Hawaii where it's 80 degrees year-round, or in Florida, where my daughter lives, where it's a constant 70, 78-degree temperature. I understand that. So I put up with it because it's snow, and I understand it's one of these things. You live in Wisconsin, it's going to be cold, and it's going to be snowy. Luckily, we don't live way up north where it's snowy, 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 and cold.
Right, yes. Well, we do get lake effect snow, which, you know, it brings a unique challenge to it. But the main road portion is, that's great. I mean, there is numerous times where I'll come out from William, get onto Main Street, and Main Street is bare pavement, clear as a nice morning. It's beautiful. But the neighborhood streets are terrible. And so that brings a unique challenge because, you know, everyone who's driving through the city, so all the residents from Wind Point can take Main Street through the city just fine, but all the residents who live here can't get to Main Street because their roads are still snowed in way too long. And so we have to improve how we're doing this. We have to do a better job.
Are you going to have people from the services department in there on Tuesday or no?
Yeah, so Public Works.
Public Works, yeah.
Yep, Public Works will be there.
Oh, well, they're going to pile on, huh?
Not sure who they're going to bring, but yes, this was noticed. They knew about it, but Public Works will be
there.
Now,
does everybody feel the same way you do in the council?
Well, like I said, this is pretty unique that there's myself, Alder Mack, Alder Harmon, Alder Allen, Alder Pabon, all signed on to this communication. Usually, like I said, it's one Alder submits it. Maybe you'll get one co-sponsor, but it's pretty rare that you get this large amount, which does show something's wrong. I mean, this is an issue that needs to be fixed. I don't think it's going to be one thing. It'd be nice if there was one thing of, I wish if we did this, it'll be fixed, we'll be good to go. I think it's a culmination of things that we have to review how we're doing this. And I'd also, too, one of the ways that I'd like to look at this as well on Tuesday, I'd like to talk about the opportunity for Alders to do ride-alongs with the snowplow drivers. I did it in Janesville. It was so important. It was a good way to see it through it, as well as you get to talk to the guy behind the steering wheel of hearing what he thinks.
Who's got to drive to work on unplowed roads.
Yep. Absolutely, yes. And the job that those snowplow drivers do is so important. Our world wouldn't function without them doing what they do.
The most terrifying drive I ever made from my house to here. Now, it only takes me 12 minutes to get here. It took me over an hour to get here that morning. It was the Groundhog Day snowstorm where we had 2 feet of snow. And I left the house at 3:30 in the morning, and I thought I was going to die because I couldn't see where the bridge was. There was a police car in front of me, and he vanished into the night. I don't know where he went, but all of a sudden, he wasn't there. And I was following his lights, and then it was got too blowy, and I got to the bridge. I didn't know where the sides of the bridge were. I was going down Highway 20. I couldn't get down Ohio because there was no way to get down Ohio. It was so plowed over, so I parked at Walgreens and walked in 50-mile-an-hour winds, 0.9 miles. I was terrified going there because I couldn't see I couldn't see anything. I'm blindly going, and I'm traveling at 3 or 4 miles an hour because I couldn't see. And there were cars parked on the street, but you couldn't see because it was blowing 50-mile-an-hour winds. And when I got to the radio station, Tom Karka was waiting for me, opened the door to the building, said, get in here. And it took me a little while to just wind down from the terror of driving in and walking. I fell over a few times from the wind blowing me on Ohio Street, knocking me over. And then when I got to Victory Avenue, it was up to my knees. It was just it was a rare event. We probably won't have that again, you know, for quite a while. It was terrifying. I never want to go through that again. I even wrote an article for our Bliss newspaper when Bliss owned this. I wrote an article for them about this terror in trying to get here that morning. It was really scary.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the things where I think most people, you know, when they don't think about what it took to get the streets plowed, the drivers having to drive through it to get there, and then having to go through it and plow it, as, you know, when you think about it, you look out your window and you see it really coming down, there's a guy or a person behind a truck driving through that.
Who also can't see.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
he's trying not to take your side view mirrors off the car.
Yeah, they don't have anything magical in the truck that makes it better to be able to have any better visibility than you would.
That would be nice.
Skilled. No, absolutely.
That would be a nice invention.
Yeah.
They get infrared where they could see where everything is. Heat-seeking car.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming in. Again, if people have a comment on the snow situation, snow plowing, it's Tuesday night at
5:30.
Tuesday night, 5:30. You'll eat dinner a little later that night. You'll be fine. Tuesday night, 5:30 at City Hall, and sit there, and you get to make a comment if you want. Give your name and so forth, and you have to sign in first, right?
I believe there'll be a sign-in.
Because it's got to be ordered. Yeah, it's got to be ordered.
Yep, yeah, you'll be called up. You'll get your 3 minutes or whatever it'll be. And
if I was there, I'd say, oh, no, he's back.
I don't think we'd say that with anybody on this because it's so important to come on and have your voice be heard. Everyone's welcome.
Malcontent is back again. He's not going to start up with those box trucks again, is he?
Yeah, this one, we limited it to snow plowing, but also leaves, if you want to come talk on that, too.
Oh, that's a whole other topic.
Absolutely, yeah, I know, but I believe they're related, the leaves and the snow plowing.
Okay, well, that's another topic.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Fifth District Alder Jens Jorgensen, and don't forget, if you want to comment, and if you don't comment, don't complain.